My favorite reassuring quote on mental illness comes from Willie Nelson, who says, "If you ain't crazy, there's something wrong with you." I agree. 7 years ago, I was officially diagnosed with a mental health challenge called a mood disorder. That was also the year I found this wonderful congregation. We folks on the broad mood disorder spectrum, ranging from cyclothymia to severe bipolar disorder, are sometimes advised by the mental health community not to name our particular diagnosis, because other people sometimes make assumptions about such labels, false assumptions. And no two of us struggle alike. For instance, you've all seen Psycho, right? That's not me. Well, not yet, anyway. My mom had severe health issues, and my Army Colonel dad had PTSD, so I was buttoned down early and firmly. I grew up behaving myself. I never learned to act out or scream or even cry. I am no drama mama. People often say, "Oh, you seem so calm." On the inside, sometimes it's messier. I actually have to tap my husband on the shoulder and tell him when I'm in one of my moods. Not that kind of mood. Men always get that, those signals. I got my diagnosis the way many others do, feeling confused and scared. I sought help. Over time, my my psychologist figured out that my behavior roughly matched a list of symptoms. I was concerned at first, you know, about being labeled, but I've benefited greatly from my meds and my counseling, and I recommend my present therapist, Ethan Bliss. I've also benefited from reading widely about my pretty accurate diagnosis. My wonderful psychiatrist, Andrew Johnson, agreed to start me out on the lowest possible dose of lithium, a naturally occurring mineral salt that's found in hot springs and has been used for mental health for centuries. I've continued successfully on that same low lithium dosage for 7 years. Some folks hospitalized during a mental breakdown preventatively are overdosed on lithium. So later they go off their meds, which is too bad. Solid research over 50 years has shown lithium is successful in regulating moods, with few, although some, side effects. Sadly, because lithium only costs a nickel a pill, it has been deliberately, thoroughly, and very harmfully stigmatized throughout all the media. I was encouraged to open my mind to trying lithium by a highly functional, charming, unselfish, and courageous professional friend, actually an acquaintance at the time, who trusted me with his own private information that he'd been taking lithium successfully for over 20 years. I am very grateful to him, which is why I'm passing his gift to me on to all of you. As it turns out, discovering that I have a mood disorder has been a relief. Not quite an excuse for all my past disasters, not to mention my general outrageousness, but an explanation. hey, everybody, I'm weirdly wired. Ultimately, though, my well-being is up to me. One shrink actually congratulated me on not being a drug addict or an alcoholic or a prostitute or dead or in jail. Well, not yet, anyway. Sort of a sideways compliment. Wow, lucky me. My husband and my children help me a lot, at least when they're not making me crazier. One big challenge has been accepting that my feelings and my perspectives are not always reliable reflections of reality. I've been encouraged to remember that for me, things are rarely as catastrophic or as perfect as they might seem at any moment. It's really hard, though, not to be able to trust my own bright, dutifully educated brain and my own spiritually scrutinized and extensively self-helped emotions. I have to remember that the highly distracting emotional and mental stories that sometimes take over my brain might just be my stupid, untrustworthy chemistry doing its thing, and not some urgent reality that I must immediately react to or fix or change or run away from or do something about. No, they're just thoughts, just feelings, passing clouds I can let go of, theoretically. As Jerry Kripal writes, I'm learning not to feel guilty about my guilt, not to believe my beliefs, not to think my thoughts. Thank you, Reverend Carl. And Jeffrey. My own peculiar brain randomly concocts unrealistically optimistic narratives and sometimes self-protectively cynical ones. This wide mood spectrum actually works pretty well for a would-be opinion writer like me. It makes me more empathetic with the wide range of humanity's extremes. So usually, given some time, I can offer a fairly level-headed middle ground of experiential connections and insights arising from my own lifetime struggle to make sense of things, to understand life, despite my confusing shifts in perspective. But I no longer try to understand life. I've concluded that life is a mystery, a terrible, beautiful mystery. I'm steadier now than before. My family and my therapists say so, and I agree. On the bright side, we mood-disordered folk have some really nice qualities in common. Solid research has shown us to be generally very bright, creative, funny, energetic, and intuitive. And of course, we're great lovers, which at 72 makes me clearly delusional, right? Mental illness can be fun. I'll vouch for it. Publicly declaring my official membership in Frederick's diverse mental health community is embarrassing, especially for a perfectionist columnist. But it's not like it's some big secret, especially here. And besides, struggling with mental health issues should never be something to be ashamed of. Because diagnosed or not, labeled or not, helped or not, everyone struggles. Everyone feels shame. We all hide sometimes. But folks, there's no humanity in perfection. And thank goodness we're all saved from perfection, right, Reverend Carl? Thank you. The day I walked in that door 7 years ago felt like home. It still does. I am so grateful to be sharing this weird and wonderful life with my very own supportive, accepting, deeply thoughtful, and deeply caring Unitarian Universalist congregation of Frederick.